chocolate.
Chairman of the St. George's Carnival Committee, Foster Hannibal, said their activities will kick off this Thursday, June 4th, with a night mass, which will be followed by a soca fiesta on Friday.
Preparation has been going smoothly so far. Thursday, the 4th, we'll be having our night mass, 8 p.m., and that will be culminate at the Culture Pot Square, Calico. Friday, June 5th, we'll be having our soca fiesta. That will be at Darren's Hideout at Fountain.
Mr. Hannibal said this year they had to postpone the Miss St. George's pageant due to a number of issues.
Unfortunately, this year, we normally have planned organized Queen Show every year. But unfortunately, this year, the Queen Show will be held at a later date. And this is because of the inability to change the girls and time. This is to say that the girls that we had in training had some problems with their sexy preparation. So we eventually had to sew some other girls, and time wasn't there to prepare them. So we took a decision that we will postpone the Queen Show to a later date, but the other event was planned.
Mr. Hannibal said on Saturday the activities will then continue with the Juve and the Street Jump Up.
Saturday we will have the Juve as usual, starting from where we have the Friday line. So the Juve will start from the Billy Fountain Junction and right up to the turn right, come to Villa Fountain Road and back on the Villa Highway, and we climb up to Calico and the Calico playing field. So at the evening we normally have the Street Jump Up, and that will also start from the Calico playing field to Villa Glen Road and back down to the Calico playing field.
Mr. Hannibal added that the activities will then climax on Sunday with their Kiddies Carnival.
On Sunday we will have our usual Kiddies Carnival. And this year we looking to broaden the Kiddies Carnival, where we looking to have at least 40 children, and we have in another section for the senior. We decided this year we'll have a senior section for about 10 persons, along with the junior section for the kids. And we in East St. George always have organized Kiddies Carnival, in the sense that the persons who play carnival with us had the privilege to play with Blondie Board, because we normally sew sponsorship for the costumes. So the person normally play Kiddies Carnival with us, and the other section we also had this privilege where once they play carnival with us in St. George's, they had the opportunity to play carnival with Blondie Mouse for this year carnival.
Chairman of the St. George's Carnival Committee, Foster Hannibal. I'm Ricardo Wilson, and this has been your carnival update.